Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue a message I began a couple of days ago. One thing is needful, and those words are actually the words of Jesus found in the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, and it relates to an incident in the life of Jesus and his disciples. They gathered together in the home of Mary and Martha, and Mary, it says, was sitting at Jesus' feet, and Martha got upset because she had the burden, the responsibility of being hospitable and preparing a meal. And she came to Jesus and she says, "Lord, don't you care that I'm doing this all by myself? Tell Mary to get up and help me." And he said, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." Apparently, it wasn't just a matter of being left alone to prepare a meal, but he said, troubled and careful and troubled, or anxious and troubled, if you will, about many things. But one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And as I've shared yesterday, I believe it was, that the lives we live today are so complex. There's such a urgency and a fast moving of time that everybody is rushing around in a great hurry, even when there's not a need, it seems. And it's part of our modus operandi. It's how we operate. Nobody moves slow. Nobody drives slow. There's generally everyone is going above the speed limit. Why? Because they're in a rush to get wherever they're going. And I trust that you can relate to that. But the Lord is saying, if we want His peace, if we want not to be as Martha was, being careful and troubled about many things, how would you answer that if Jesus said to you, "I think you're careful and troubled. You're anxious and troubled about many things"? Many of us would have to admit that the lives we live, in fact, are. Now, today's society, culture is so much more complex than the days in which they were living. But He giveth more grace. We were born at the times in which we are, and so He will give us the ability to be more than a conqueror through the things we have to experience. This is not a surprise to the Lord. He hasn't had to upgrade His word. He hasn't had to add an addendum. These words that He spoke not only are good for the times in which we're living, heaven and earth are going to pass away, but His words will never pass away. And so we have to learn how to be resilient, how to be flexible. And I was sharing that as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close. And that is the ability to grow spiritually, that we have to yield ourselves to the influence of the Holy Spirit. We have to be, a fancy word is tractable, or capable of being easily led or taught or controlled, malleable as clay is in a potter's hand. We have to be capable of responding or conforming to changing or new situations. And we have that every day of our lives. In our own lives, there are various seasons in our lives. There's a time of being a toddler, a time of being a young person, a child, of being a teenager, a mature person, growing into adulthood, and then, of course, the senior, the golden years, if you will. And so with every season in our lives, there are different situations, and wise men want to learn. And if we don't grow, beloved, we're limiting God. We are limiting the things God wants to do in us and for us and through us. Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning." Can we say that about ourselves? Do you want to hear? Are you open to new influences of the Holy Spirit, how He's directing you? Do you want to increase in learning? And a man of understanding, that passage goes on to say, shall attain unto wise counsel. And that passage in Psalms 19, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Beloved, we have to have a willingness to change. We have to desire God to transform our ways of looking at things. We, as a child, they learn a multitude of things. They love to learn. A happy child wants to learn. They're fascinated by the things around us. Let me share now just some passages of Scripture from Proverbs that talk about this. Proverbs 8 and 33 declare, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Proverbs 9 and 9 says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 10 and 8 declare, the wise in heart will receive commandments. In other words, they are open to instruction. They are open to new things that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord would present. But a prating fool shall fall. What does that mean? A prating, it means it's sort of an archaic term. It's to talk long and idly, just to chatter about insignificant things. Proverbs 10 and 14 declare, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool is near destruction. Proverbs 17 and 10 declares, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. What is that saying? If a wise man is rebuked or made to see something that he's doing that is not correct, a reproof, a rebuke, that enters into him more, it affects him more than a fool who's beaten with 100 stripes. That is an exaggeration, of course, but it shows that if we're seeking after knowledge, we want instruction. We want to find a better way to do things, right? In terms of God's ways and God's plans. Proverbs 12 and 15 declare, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. That's dangerous. If you think, the thing about deception is you don't know you're being deceived. That's why we have to stay close to the Lord. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 3 and 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Is our own wisdom, unless it's that wisdom that we have in our, stored up in our heart and soul, is of the Lord, well, then it's the wisdom of this world, which is foolishness. Isaiah 5 and 21 says, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Beloved, without vision, a people perish, and they perish for lack of knowledge. So we have to be like a wise man. In fact, the word is replete, is so rich with so many references to this, to be pliable in the hands of the Lord. Psalm 1, for example, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Are we doing that? If we will, verse 3 goes on to say, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Depends on the season he's in, right? His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. By contrast, verse 4 says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That reference I shared, I think it was on Monday, about the highway of holiness, that none shall walk therein but the pure in heart. Praise God. God is bringing his people into a place of a relationship with him that we've not experienced before. And God, what adjusts that? He knows where we are at. He loves it with such a everlasting, unfailing love. Psalm 92 and 14, you know, I was talking about children, how quickly they absorb knowledge and instruction. But the Lord is speaking through, in this passage of Scripture, Psalm 92:14, it says that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, and for those of us up in years, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. And beloved, that's referring to their spiritual condition. There's that fatness is not referring necessarily to the physical realm, praise God. It's talking about spiritual prosperity. The first man, Adam, remember when God created him, he was a living soul. And the last Adam, that was Jesus, mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15:46, he became a quickening spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:46 says, howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. All of the parables that Jesus used, he used the natural realm to illustrate truths of the spiritual realm. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we'll continue these thoughts on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If not, the broadcasts are available on our website, unveilchrist.org. Thank you for joining me, and I do invite, as I always do, if you have prayer needs, perhaps you don't have a partner in prayer, I invite you to write and share your needs. I alone read and answer the mail. I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, preferring that convenience, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond in a personal way back with you, although I, of course, will always confirm receipt and pray. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.